Rishami Megillah Daf Tes Zayin. The Gemara continues discussion in the saying of Hallel, how to respond to what the Chazan says. Boy, come to Rabbi Chiya Barah. Menayim Shema Lo Yonayot. So what happened if you heard Hallel being said, but you didn't respond? You didn't say your part. The Tzibur didn't, he said what Chazan says, his part. And everybody answers afterwards, Amen, or answers the Hallelukas. And that's part of what your chiyuv is. And if a person didn't do that, are you yotze or not? So the marshman learned shalom lo yotze. If you went in, you heard, but you didn't say respond, you're not yotze. I'm a lady. Said to him, "Mima anon chamin rabban avrayu." Can we refer to me what our great chachamim do? Come to Bura, they're present in the shul. Ilan amir baruch haba. The end of Hallel when they say the pasuk, the chapter baruch haba. Ilan amir b'shem Hashem, and the others say b'shem Hashem. Ilay yotze niklas, and both of them are b'yotze. The chiyuv. So once each one says their part, they don't say what the other part said. They respond to what the reverse part said. Vice versa, even without saying it, Yotzik is a Shemei Kona. You hear even without saying it. You don't have to repeat say the whole thing. You don't have to repeat over what they said. So Mameila, therefore Lechayra, it's in Keneged that Halacha we said. You're not Mechuyev to. Says the Korban Eder to explain. Others say, they don't say anything, then you listen. So because you're not Yotze. However, it said on the Halacha, Avagashi lo armor raised the cry, lo armor safe to the cry. You are Yotze, because if you listen to the parts and you respond to the parts and Hallel, the Baruch Hashem, Baruch Haba, but they say Bereshem Hashem, and therefore you're Yotze because you do say a din of Shemei Ka'onah. So both of them are Yotze, the Chiyuv. It would come out that you're Yotze in such a case. That's what the Kohen explains, even though they didn't say the entire piece. So Gemara says, "Is that how does it work with other tefillos? Do we say the same halacha? Is that this the is the same halacha? Open Rabbi Shiel, who Adam, Aina Adam, a man after his halacha. A person can answer a man even if he didn't eat, because somebody even if he didn't eat. And all my brachas called him Adam Ketchalakal, but you can't answer a man. You don't say in a baruch shachalnu if he didn't eat Adam Kenaka, because you can't say shachalnu. That's not true." Person sees benching and that people say Baruch Shachalni Mishalo. You can't say Baruch Shachalni Mishalo, Baruch Shachalni, because why? Because then that's not true. You didn't eat. You say instead that the halacha is brought down. You say Baruch Baruch Shmo Tamil Yolam Vaed. So Meila, therefore, that is the halacha. You can't say, you can answer Amen to a bracha like any bracha, but you can't say something, words that you are not, that is not true, that you didn't say. That avbishalaka in a chayim bracha, you don't have to say a bracha. You're also with a shemei kona. But if you didn't eat, then it's sheker to say shachalnu. That you can't do. So the Gemara, another halacha of amen. Don't even remember. And only we assume you can't answer amen. You assume an orphan amen. An orphan amen. Then we'll explain. Lama ketufa. You can't say a ketufa grabbed amen. Amen. Where you're grabbing it says a korban eda. What does it mean? Amen ketufa shemechasik kriyas hanun. You don't say amen. You swallow up the nun. You don't see it just amay. You don't see the main. The main is like swallowed up, and you don't hear the amay. You don't hear the nun. But as the oyman and misayma, you bana yisama. It shouldn't be orphans. Ketufa, the kavmishem is neshama will be plucked from him. Arucha, you say it a lengthy amay. Yarek damatov. When a person answers amay by arichas, you pronounce the word and you stretch it out. Then mameila, you'll be able to have arichas yamim. You have a rikus yamim, so that's the proper way to even amen. You say it in such a way that you cover to the word amen. You don't say drag it on too long, but enough that the mefarshim explain the shiur. You say kel melak neamon is the time would be it's a bracha, it's a skula. Gemara says, well, what's a yasoma? What does it mean, a yasoma? I'm Rabbi Huna. Those who have to say a bracha, he doesn't know what to say. He answers maybe without knowing what to answer. He doesn't know what he's saying. He answers maybe not hearing the bracha. Someone says a bracha, so you listen to the bracha, you hear the bracha, and you can answer amen. But you don't even know what you answer. You didn't hear the bracha. You just say amen like you're offering. You don't even know what you're answering to. It's missing. That you can't be yotz. That's a main yasuma. That's incorrect. That where you mechuyev bracha says the korban eda mechayev lebracha bracha akas. You know, say the bracha. You can be yotz with someone else. But if anyone wrote so, let's say bracha, you don't do it. You know, my main answer a main because you don't know what the bracha is. That's a main yasoma, and that is not something that a person should be doing. And with that, Gemara says, "Enter yasoma, you bun of your Simon." Very serious avera. Gemara says, "What happens? Halacha? We learn our brides. A guy that blessed Hashem. I know, man. You'll not answer amen after him. Are you allowed to answer Amen? Mar says, Kusi? You're not allowed to answer after him. What's the difference between a Kusi and a Goy? What's even why can you go Akum Shabir? You could do it because you're like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Birchas Shvak. He's not saying Birchas Odah. You can answer Amen. He's giving Shvak to Hashem. So you can answer Amen to that. Not giving Odah to his God, but you can answer Amen afterwards. Even though he's not doesn't have mind your Hashem what you're doing, but it's a Baruch Tia B'Kol Amim that you can do. But a Kusi that you can't do. And then I'll explain why Eino Nachem Rav, why would be Akusi be different that you can't answer? So the different answer because Lamaisa, when you say Amen, he's saying a Birkos Odah to his God. And therefore, that you can't do, that you can't say Amen because it's a different, you're answering up to giving, credence to his God, to his Avodah Zarah. And that you can't do. And that you can't do. So Mar said that this is the idea that we talked about early in the Masechta as well, that the halakas of the Kusim were not Giri MS. They were we wouldn't trust them. As the Korban Eder brings down from the Pnei Moshe brings down from the Gemara, the Gemara Brachos, Eino Machal Shema Brachu, the Shem Lagrizim, or maybe saying it to Agrizim, saying it to his Avodah Zarah. And maybe therefore you can't answer Amen to that. Mara therefore says, what's the proper way to do it? Mara says, well, come on, we said it might be a guy. If a guy blesses a Jew, and we can answer Amen, he blesses you, you can say Amen. He should be blessed among all the nations. So, Mela, it's really a bracha that for all of God. The guy may blessing Klai Yisrael, which is a blessing for you, if you can answer Amen to that bracha. If you can answer Amen to that bracha. So the Mara says that and they go, come, you can say the people, the nations bless you, you can answer Amen. Blessed him. Your response already has been stated. It's already been stated. In other words, what we're saying was that just like you said before, I already told him. You already explained it to him. Gemara says, another one came and cursed him. I'm like, I don't know. What he said before, your response is already given. I'm like, Rabbi, hey, come out to my mind. You can say one to the other. You said that this one that blessed you said it already. Another one said to curse you. Which one is it? I'm like, then I written, curse be those who curse you and blessed be the one who blessed you. So, he already said a formula that when the blessing that Yitzhak gave to Yaakov, he said, those who curse you will be cursed. Anyway, so, when the guy blessed me, I said, it should be on you, back to you, because you'll be blessed as well. And when you curse me, the same thing applies. You'll be cursed because they'll be cursed back to you. It's the lashon of the pasuk. So it says the commentator, "Enkos al masha amra teira." In his own words, I'm not referring to what the pasuk in the Torah says. I'm not referring to a look in the Torah or din Torah. I'm telling you what the Torah said. There were actual words of the pasuk. I'm a kal shamavarek. Your word should go back to you. That's what he said. That was he said. That's why it applied in both of these scenarios. That it applied. Mishnah continues the halacha of kain gadol. There's no difference between a kohen gadol who's anointed with the oil and between giving the extra begadim, called mashur begadim. That's only a common power that's not to all the mitzvahs. There's no difference between a kohen gadol who was serving in, as the kohen shekavar. The kohen gadol who no longer is a kohen gadol. He was a kohen gadol before, now he's moved on. So the halach is the same, kohen mashamish, says the kohen eder, kohen gadol she'iru b'pasul. So he was a kohen gadol, but now a psul, it's not said to be pointed in front of him until his psul passes. So therefore, the first one's a mashamish, and the second one is considered a kohen ava. Eng ben kohen shabash lima, the kohen ava, the kohen who was temporarily removed from his post, is no different between them and the kohen gadol that's in the post, that is doing it now. Both of them have the same halach. Let me explain what that means. El par, except the par, Yom Kippur. The kohen that they bring is a different carbon. The kohen gadol was working, was on duty. He brings a power for his family and everybody, and he has to bring that from his own money. The other carbon comes differently. That comes from the tzibur. That comes from the general tzibur. And the serious eifah, and also the serious eifah that's brought by the kohen gadol, especially mitzvah given a kavite kohen gadol. That's only for the kohen gadol. That's the working kohen gadol. And therefore, someone who's not who's on leave because of a psul or something else, Mamela, he doesn't have to. It doesn't come from him. He can't bring both. So you bring one. Whichever one is doing it for that day, that's a day that he's that person responsible to bring it. Talk to Gemara, what does it mean to call him? Meshurach and a Kohen has extra begadim. The carbon is different. What does that mean? Talk about the Gemara, maybe a par. Call him Mashiach, the Kohen that's anointed with the oil, he has to bring a par. But the Kohen Gadol that wasn't given with the oil yet, but just has the extra begadim, he doesn't bring a par for the mitzvahs. He doesn't come. That's not his thing. Mara says, what's the name of it? How do you know? But he also bring a par. So he had some makalikas tanoim. Mayor says that even the one, the Kohen Gadol by additional begadim, without being mashroach, b'shemen, he still, he has to bring a par as well. What's the makalikas tanoim? Gemara says Mashiach stayed in the pasuk. Kohen Gadol let's appoint it. Matam lama koyin. Why do you have to say koyin Mashiach? What's Mashiach? The Avos and Brugos. The ones even that. Those even including it's an extra xeris hakasim that includes even the Kohen's Mashiach. But the begadim is enough, even if he's not actually anointed Kohen Gadol. Right? The Gemara, the good. What's Rabbanan do it? What does Rabbanan do with the pasuk? Mashiach Hazamel. You think maybe it means the king has to bring a par. He's also considered anointed. He's also anointed with the oil. Tam lama koyin. Dafka koyin. Elam koyin. Yachamu roim begadim. Tam Mashiach. Only the one that's anointed with the oil. Maybe you'll think even include Marbiz Mashiach also as well. Only the one that's anointed. So the Torah clearly, according to Rabbanan, is telling us, there's no one, the Kohen, that's Mashiach above him. He's the one that's anointed with the oil. It doesn't apply to the male. It doesn't apply to the Kohen that's Merubah Begadim. That only applies to him. That's Xeris HaKosiv. And Rabbanan said, that's why it says that he's the one who brings the power and no one else. So to Gemara, we have a steer in Rabbanon. Over here, Mashiach calls him the Mashiach. Torah says he's Mashiach. He's a Mashiach. And over there, the Pasuk, but dealing with the power, it also says Mashiach. It also says anointing. So what's the difference? How can you done that? Here you said, like, Abed, Asiris, Eifa, you said, Abed, Mashiach, it includes Mur Begadim. And over here, you said, Lot, Sizmur, they're excluding Lot Begadim. So which one is it? It's called Mashiach. The one who's anointed, is he included in the, is it, were you adding the serious eifel or not? Or he's not really standard. Who's the one that gets it? Is included in Bible Begadim? Maybe just to call Mashiach. Chavetz Esther and the Rabbanan said two statements from Rabbanan. So my really called Medrash Medrashiano. Each Medrash is separate. Each drasha has a separate time. We learned in Halacha by a serious eifel. Kol Parsha Mur Begadim. Everything said by Aaron. Be the double name of Koyin. Like it says Koyin. That was a Mur Begadim. Includes even Rizum Mur Begadim. As the way also the din of a serious eifel. But Ramacha and over here. The guy made it into the par in a pasuk with the koyin. Doesn't stop to matter koyin. Ela Mashiach v'leim makamet dafka Mashiach. That doesn't say stop koyin. He says, "Amen." Therefore, dafka zehamel. That goes applies to the king. That the king is included, and therefore the king is responsible for the par. In time, you'll tell me if I cut the pasuk melech. I already said the pasuk melech before, so you can't say we're talking about par now. We already had the pasuk melech before about putting the requirements of a melech and the requirements of a par. Therefore, it must be here to matter koyin. I say, I tell you, out of Elam Dover, maybe par. No, you're telling me it really applies to the king, but it's two separate cases. The case where he made a mistake, he brings a par. The Ashikas might say maybe par. And if he made a shoyge, he made a mistake, and it's shoyge, he brings a par. So really, there's two different times that he brings a par. So the Torah says it twice. Not by anything. How you talk about Yom Mashiach? Does that say Dafka Mashiach? Talk Shia Mekoin, see Soykoin. In other words, the reason why it's not Kanata Melech applies to the Koin of Dafka Mashuach. Was it not the one who's Mashiach Makama, Merubah Begadim? So why does that have to say it's Kohen? To tell you, Kohen Dafka, and not Dafka Kohen, not the Melech, and the Kohen has the two opportunities, if he's Mashiach, that he has to bring the par, bain for whether it's a Shigas Maisa, or whether it's Helam Davar, he has to bring the Karban, and Lafuke those who are Merubah Begadim. That's the Drasha. Says the Gemara that if you have two different kohen, maybe the tenth is only the one who is the permanent kohen. I'm Rav Yochanan. I think we said a lot because of Rav Heavy Asir Sefer Shalom. If you go in ahead, a person did different. He went ahead and he brought the tenth anyway. Hello, because this kosher. If he went and brought the tenth, even though it was Namchuyev too. Hello, because this kosher is still considered kosher. So Gemara wants to know. When we say halakha by a kohen being separated, what does it mean the mishnah was separating? When does it become a new kohen? We separate a new kohen for maybe because maybe become a puzzle. Maybe we'll have a psul. What's the law of the gabe leaving the person who's a subsequent kohen gadol together with the kohen gadol? What's the halakha? We leave them together. We put them separately. We keep them 7 days separately to make sure it doesn't get a mum, doesn't become tame. So who would do it? Do we separate them alone or do we separate them together with the kohen gadol? In other words, the kohen gadol had to be removed because of a problem. My melem became an avel or whatever, so we have another kohen gadol. Now, are they both sequestered together or individually? Well, how do we do that? How do we do the yichud shabbat? How do we do it? So tomorrow, I swear by Moshe. Moshe said, we don't do it together. You know, if we leave them together, maybe we kill them. Potential, it's such a dangerous thing because they weren't always the Kohanim Gadol on the second base was not very righteous, and he's afraid that he may get jealous that the Kohen Gadol is angry at the one who took a substitute for him, took over his position because he became apostle, and he'll kill him, possibly he'll kill him. So Mela, because he's going to think he's going to come to take my position. So he may come, the rival may mamash come to kill him. And therefore, we have to make sure they're separate. We don't keep them together for that reason. That's what the Kabban Eda seems to learn in the Gemara, that Dimakatale means that Itaka were afraid that maybe he'll kill him. And one says that because of his jealousy that he took his position or he's going to take his position, that he may come to kill him. And may, therefore, definitely going to kill him. He can't watch to see this guy take his exalted position. So it's a day. It's bavadai, not even a maid. We'll definitely kill them, and that's why we can't. The look is we can't keep them together, sequestered together, because of the danger that exists to the kohen that he may be killed because he's taking away potentially the job from him. Gemara says the look says also. Torah says the look he goes. Seifa goes to him. We don't point two. Now, if we don't do a second Kohen Gadol, when the first one's a Kohen Gadol, we don't point a second one. As long as he's still established Kohen Gadol, we don't make another one. And we don't even anoint another one to be like a substitute in case. We don't do that. If we have a Kohen Gadol. If something happens to him, then we have to go anoint somebody else. But currently, the man that he's there, we don't do anything. We don't affect anything. Therefore, and it's on him, that's the one we're talking about, that he gets sequestered to himself without the other Kohen, because again, the danger of the Sakana that we talked about. So Gemara says, I'm going to be looking at Eva, because it's Eva, we don't want them together because of Eva, be anger between the two of them, that Mamela could become very, very serious, and again, come the day Misa. And therefore, we don't do that. Okay. Gemara says, therefore, same idea applies over here, of how far we go in this potentially could happen. That's the Gemara. Another Brayso, the Kohen Gadol went and was removed because he had something going on. He became a psul, and the other Kohen Gadol be stuck in his place. We call mitzvahs kunola. The first one, all the mitzvahs are on him. Hashedi, he's not neither for nothing. He wears he's not a Kohen Gadol. He's not a regular Kohen. He doesn't do anything. He can't serve anything because he's stuck in the, he's a limbo stage. He's really a Kohen Gadol, so he can't wear the four begadim because he's supposed to wear eight. He can't wear the eight because he's apostle. So Mela, therefore, he's sort of like in limbo stage, and this person doesn't have anything. The person who substitutes now, except he becomes a Kohen Gadol, and he does whatever the Kohen Gadol is supposed to have. But this person becomes a Kohen Hedi. He's not a Kohen Gadol. He's like a no man's land. So but if he went ahead and he violated and he did an Isser and he put on and he did what he's supposed to over the Kshera, if he went ahead, the substitute went ahead and violated and went ahead and did put on the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, look, and he went to the Avoda, we do accept it because Lamaisa, he was Roy Lekach and he was appointed. And they were because of the situation, they had to have someone else. But if he went ahead, Taka, and pushed himself on and did the Avoda with the Begadim, then the luck is it's going to be kosher. Because Be'atzem, it's Yotze. Be'atzem, it's right, he's supposed to do it. Whether he had ability to do it, a different story. But Lamaisa, this is the halacha. It's like the Gemara.